We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Lulav V'Esrog, Halacha Aleph, from the beginning. Al pi ha-Toyra Bereishis Leinei Kol Yisrael, B'Likutei Tanina Simen Samar Zayin. This halacha will be based on chapter 67 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom, U'ma Shekos Hashem B'Simen HaKoidim, Binyan Mochras Yom HaKippurim, Shekoyrim Shem Hashem. Look up that chapter in Likutei Moran. And also the chapter right before it, Samach Vov, where it touches on the topic of Shem Hashem, that the day after Yom Kippur is called Shem Hashem because of the fact that we believe we achieved a complete forgiveness of sins, and therefore Rabbeinu Zal says there oz nizgala bechinas Shem Hashem, a whole paragraph in that Torah Samach Vov. Uma shekosel besichoy soran bechinas esroig shezoichna idei bechinas vehinei nar boiche miyad vatach melolov ein shom. Also look up in the Sefer Sichoy Soran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about an esroig. There Rabbeinu Zal says that a nar, it would be very appropriate that a nar should have a beautiful esroig, and he goes into a whole discussion about that. And part of it is where he quotes the pasuk where it says, "Vehine nar," when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and Batya discovered him after he was put in the box and put out on the Amsuf. When Basya Bas Paroi discovered him, it says, "Vehine nar boicha," the child was crying, and immediately afterwards it says, "Vatach malolov," she had pity on him, and she said, "Mialdei hoivrim ze," this is a Jewish child. Ayin Shom, look in these three places. Torah Samach Zayin, Samach Vov, and also the paragraph in Sichas Aran, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie them together now. Ki ho esroig hu pri eitz hodor. We know that esroig is referred to in the Torah as a fruit of beauty, hidur. Bechinas yefei noif mesois kol horetz. Similar to the pasuk which speaks about, also another pasuk that speaks about beauty, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Yefei noif mesois kol oretz, bechinas vayhi Yosef, yefei toyar vifei mare. And we know that Yosef, the tzaddik, is also referred to as beauty, hidur, this vifei mare. Ki heora so esroig mibechinas Yosef, because the light of the esroig comes from Yosef, Shehu Hidur V'Yoifi Shel Kol HaGuf Kiyodua, which is the beauty of the entire body. Yosef represents the Bris Kodesh, which is referred to Kabbalistically as the beauty of the body. After a Bris Mila is done, they use the terminology Nizgale, after they do the Priya, Nizgale Ho Atora, the crown was revealed. It's a crown of beauty. So we see this term hidur is used about the tzaddik. And esroig usually is referred to as malchus. Malchus draws its light from yesoid, from the sphere of yesoid, which is Yosef. V'ze b'chinas ho'arbo minim k'neged arbo yesoidois shenemshochem me'arbo isyes Hashem kemuva. We know that the dalet minim that we use on sukkahs correspond to the four basic elements of creation. Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor, which draw from the four letters of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, as is brought. Hainu ki arbo minim hem keneged arbo yisis Hashem shemishom nimshach ha-pe'er v'ha-yoifi shu klolius ha-gavnen b'chinas tlas gavnen deno basayim. The dalet minim correspond to the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, from which all beauty emanates. Beauty is referred to as colors. And we know that when we speak about colors in Kabbalah, we speak about the colors of the eye, the tlas gavnen deino ubasayin, the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. That those are also 3 plus 1, the four, corresponding to the four letters of Yudke Vovke, corresponding to the dalad minim, umishom nimshochin horaba yesoidois. And it's from there that the dalad yesoidois come forth. V'ze b'chinas ha-shloisha minim shebelulov shenegodim yachad b'fnei atzmon v'ho esroig b'fnei atzmoi. And this is why when we have the dalet minim on sukkahs, they're split into two groups. You have three that are together. The lulav, hadas, marovois are tied together. And then you have the esroig separately. ki hashloisha minim bechinas tlas gavnan deino. The three minim, the lulav, hadasim, and arovois, correspond to the three colored rings of the eye. V'ho esroig bechinas basayin, and the esroig corresponds to the pupil of the eye. V'achar kach mechabrim yachad, and then we unite them. Ki kulam nechlolim v'neschabrim yachad be'es b'ho esroig shekoylel haper v'yofi, because all of them merge together and unite in the esroig, which is koylel all the beauty. That's the pre-eitz hodor. Ki ho esroig hu bechinas basayin shekoylel kol hagavna deino, because the esroig corresponds to the pupil of the eye, which is koylel all the colored rings of the eye. The chol says, we know usually the rule is that everything feeds into the malchus. There's a pasuk, kol hanecholim hoilchim alayam. All streams feed into the ocean, which is the malchus. The necholim are the different spheros. Just like we had in the Kaira on Pesach, the nine elements, the three matzahs and the zroya and the egg and the chazeres and the mora and the chara, all those nine items were on the Kaira. The Kaira is the malchus. So in our case, the esrog is the malchus, and everything's feeding into that. The esrog is koilel, the hidur of all of them. V'chol zeh zoichin achar yom ha-kippurim. And all of these lights of sukkahs were zoichetu after Yom Kippur. She'oz nigdal shem Hashem al yedei haslichu shel yom ha-kippurim, where that's a time when the name of Hashem is elevated through the forgiveness that's achieved on Yom Kippur. Sheze bechinas shekoyrin mochoras Yom Kippur Shem Hashem kama shekos v'shamayin shom. This is why Rabbeinu Zal tells us it's the custom to call the day after Yom Kippur Shem Hashem. Ki azai achar hamechila v'aslicha shel Yom Kippurim shayidei zeh nigdal Shem Hashem kanal, because it's then, after the forgiveness of Yom Kippur, whereby Hashem's name was heightened, was elevated, Azai tekef nisratz Hashem Yisborach Yisrael. That's when Hashem Kavyochel was completely appeased to Klal Yisrael. V'hizhirom al meleches hamishkon val Shabbos. And he taught us the two major mitzvahs of building the Mishkan and the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shehem gamkein bechinas shem Hashem. Whereby these two mitzvahs, meleches hamishkon and Shabbos, are also an inyan of shem Hashem. We know that the word Shabbos is bechinas tlas gavna deino ubasayim. The word Shabbos, the shin, the three heads of the shin, correspond to the three colored rings of the eye. The bas, the remaining letters, based of bas, corresponds to the basayim, the pupil of the eye. V'alkein acharkach zoichna yidei zeh lemitzvos esrog v'arba'a minim. This is why after Yom Kippur, after Shem Hashem, we're zoicha to Sukkos, the Dalet Minim. Shehem gamkein bechinas Shem Hashem. They are also a display of the Shem Hashem, these Dalet Minim. Bechinas tlas gavna deino basayim kanal. The three colored rings of the eye and the pupil, the three elements of the lulav hadasim aravois, and the esrog. V'chol zeh na'as ha'yidei b'chinas v'hine na'ar boiche miyad v'tach ma'ilolov. And all of this is generated through that concept where the Torah says that when the child cried, immediately she took pity on him. When Moshe Rabbeinu was crying in the box, Basia took pity on him immediately. Ki lefomim nisalim ha'per v'yoyfi, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Samach Zayin that at times the beauty becomes hidden. V'zeh b'chinas churban beis hamikdash. For example, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the beis hamikdash was an example of the pe'er and yoifi of Klal Yisrael, the most beautiful building in Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, v'hoyu einai v'libi shom. Hashem says, my eyes and heart are directed towards the beis hamikdash. And we know the Gemara says, any person who didn't see the binyan of Hordus never saw a binyan of beauty in his life. So we see that the Beis HaMikdash is an inyan of Pe'er and Yoifi. And the Churban Beis HaMikdash is a concept of where the Pe'er and Yoifi goes into hiding. V'atikun loze lihiyois misabel al Churban Beis HaMikdash. And when this happens, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, when that beauty goes into hiding, The ticken for it is to mourn over it. Vazaya shemizborach meisim pe'er tachas eferim. And when we mourn the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash with ashes, Hashem says, by you doing this mitzvah of being mesabel for the churban, I will replace your ashes, your efer, aleph pe reish, with pe'er, pe aleph reish, with beauty. I'll restore the Beis Hamikdash. V'ze b'chinas v'hinei nar boiche miyad v'tach melolo. Just as in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, the child was crying, the tzaddik was crying, the tzaddik who is the pe'er and yofi, and immediately the pasuk says, she took pity on him. Shalidei sheboichin u'mesablin al churban Beis Hamikdash, aydei ze Hashem yisporach merachim u'meisim pe'er tachas efer. When Klal Yisrael cry and mourn the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem has rachmonis on us, and he replaces our ashes with pe'er, with beauty. V'azai zoichin le'esroig, hodor, b'chinas pe'er kanam. And then we're zoichin to the esroig, which represents this pe'er, this beauty, this pre'etz hodor. Ki gam ha'b'chia sheboichin b'rosh Hashanah b'yom ha'kipurim, hi gam kein al churban Beis Hamikdash. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, because when we're crying on the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's also a concept of crying for the Beis Hamikdash, over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Ki kol hatfilois v'abakoshel shel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim tzorech lechavim bohem rak al golus hashchina, k'mo shekosu b'zohar HaKodesh. Because in all of our tfilois that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where we're pleading to Hashem, we're pleading for the Malchus of Hashem to be revealed and heightened, we're pleading for other things, the Zohar HaKodesh explains the real meaning behind all of those tefillos is we're crying over the Golus HaShechina. We're crying over the fact that the Kavod of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, the Shechina of Hashem, is in exile. Nimtza, Shemashonu Boichin Voisin Tshuva L'Avaisin B'Yom HaManiroim, HaKol Kedei L'Sakin HaPegomim HaMakvim Es HaShechina B'Golus, HaMoinim Es Binyin Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, the crying that we do and the tshuva that we do for our sins on these Yomim Noiroim is all in order to correct whatever we've done wrong that's keeping the Shechina in Golus, that's preventing the Beis Hamikdash from being rebuilt. Vayidei Abichia Zois, Zoichin Lepeer Tachas Sefer, and Hashem promises that when we cry, when we mourn over Hashem's beauty that has gone into exile, and in our mourning, we light candles, we generate ashes. Hashem says, I'll replace those ashes, that efer, aleph peresh, with pe'er, with beauty. As the pasuk says, as soon as the child was crying, immediately she had rachmonis on him. The greatest rachmonis on the part of Hashem is for Hashem to return to us and rebuild all the churvois of Yerushalayim, all the places in Yerushalayim that need to be rebuilt, especially the Beis Hamikdash, but also all the other churvois. And for the mourners of Zion, for Hashem to replace their mourning, their ashes, with beauty. And again, once this beauty is restored, we're zoicha to the esroig shehu pre-eitz hodor, which is a fruit of beauty. Paragraph Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, ulevayer ktsas yoiser. Let's see if we can explain this a little more clearly. In Torah Samach Zayin and Likut Imran, Rabbi Nezal speaks about Mo'irei Oyer and Mo'irei Eish. Mo'irei Oyer is light, Mo'irei Eish is fire. And Rabbi Nezal there speaks about fire, about light, as a positive force, as a force of kindness, a display of Hashem's kindness, whereas fire is a destructive force. And fire represents Hashem's harshness and judgment. The Beis Hamikdash was referred to as a house of light. V'hoyu einai v'libi shom, Hashem's eyes are upon it. It's called ge'oin uzchem, machmad einechem, the choice, the desire of your eyes. That's the Beis Hamikdash, a center of light. And it was destroyed with fire. The light, the oyer, the moirei oyer, were replaced by the moirei eish. And Rabbi Nathan on that turn, Likutei Moharan writes that these two are always on opposite ends of the seesaw. When this one goes up, the other one goes down. Shabbos is Mo'ere Oer. We welcome the Shabbos by the woman lighting candles. Lahadlik Ne'er Shel Shabbos, Oer. And the Shabbos closes with Eish. Boire Mo'ere Ho'esh. Odom Rishon invented fire on Moitzoi Shabbos. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Iker Histalkus Moire Oer, Sheze Bechinas Ha'alomo, Shenesalim Ha'pe'er, Hu'al Yedei Ha'bechir Shel Ashchina, Bechinas Rochel Mavaka Al-Boneo, Kama Shekos Hashem. The main concept of the light leaving, meaning the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed, whereby the beauty goes into hiding, is caused through the crying of the Shechina. Bechinas Rochel Mavaka Al-Boneo, Rochel cries over her children. Rochel is a nickname of the Shechina. K'moshe Kosov Shom, as Rabbi Nathan explains over there, because Rabbi Nathan quotes the Gemara, which says that when a person cries, their vision goes. Their vision becomes blurred. They can't see well from crying. V'alkein ha-tikun hu gam kein al yidei ha-bechir shel Yisrael. Therefore, so the destruction is caused by the crying of the Shechina. When we commit sins, when we do terrible things, the Shechina cries, and that results in the light being extinguished, the light being put out, the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed. The tikkun for it, therefore, also has to be crying. It has to be our crying over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. V'al kein ha-tikkun gam kein al yidei ha-bechir shel Yisrael, ki keneged ma shepogmu v'gormu b'chiyo la-Shechina. Because corresponding to the crying that we caused the Shechina through our Averis, Shaidezen Estalku Moireor, which is what caused the Moireor to leave, Vinisalim Haper, the beauty went into hiding, Kenegetzet Srichen Lasa is Tshuva, Velivkois Al Hachatoim Vapgomim, Shal Yodom Gorom Bchil Shechina Kavyocho. In order to correct that, we have to do tshuva and cry over our sins and over our defects, which is what caused the Shechina to cry. And by doing that, that's the direct tikkun for what we messed up. And then Hashem replaces our ashes with beauty. Sheze b'chinas Tikun habchia kanal. This is the tikun of crying. Ki afal pi shehabchia hu bechinas histalkus moirei oer vizgabrus moirei shchas v'shum. Because even though we said that the crying of the Shechina, is what caused the light to leave and it caused the moirei ish to become strong, afal pikein ki she'onu misoirin bechia, when we klal Yisrael arouse ourselves to cry, when we make ourselves cry over the suffering of the Shechina, over the Golos HaShechina, Azaya Shemisporach Merachim, then that turns on Hashem's Rachmonos. Bebechinas Vehine Nar Boiche, Miad Vatach Moilolov. Vaidei Goidel HaRachmonos, Hu Yisporach Mahapech Mehepech Al Hepech. And through the great Rachmonos that we turn on in Hashem, he turns things over mamish completely opposite from one end to the other. Umesim pe'er tachasefer. He replaces the ashes, the efer, with beauty. Dahainu tachas efer shenasal idea b'chianal. In place of the ashes, which were generated from the crying of the Shechina, which caused the Beis Hamikdash to be burned down and turned into ashes, v'achshov nishapech v'nasa idea b'chia pe'er tachasefer. Through our crying tears of tshuva, that's what turns around the Efer back to Pe'er. Ki hakol tolui bono. Because everything depends on us, Klal Yisrael. Ki ein chovush matires atzmai mibeis asurim, kama shekosu b'tikunim. Because the Tikkuni Zohar quotes the famous quotation that a person, one who is imprisoned, cannot free himself. When the Shechina is imprisoned, it cannot free itself. We have to free the Shechina. It's our actions. We have to have Isarusa de Lasata, our crying, our tshuva. V'alkein al yidei ha-bechiyah shel ha-Shechina, ein nis'oirer ha-ge'ula. So therefore, through the crying of the Shekhinah, that does not activate the Geula. Ki adarabah, just the opposite. Ze b'chinas ha-pegam shegoramnu b'chiyah l'shekhinah kav yohol. That's the problem. That's the mess. The mess that we made is that we put the Shekhinah in tears. We caused the Shekhinah to be in tears, kav yohol. And crying causes vision to leave. The crying of the Shekhinah causes the Beis Hamikdash to leave, this center of light to leave. But when we, Klal Yisrael, awaken ourselves to tshuva, to tears of tshuva, and that activates Hashem's rachmonus. That corrects the problem that we cause the Shekhinah to cry. The pe'er replaces the efer. And all of this is through Hashem's great kindness. It's Hashem's great kindness that gives us the inspiration to do tshuva, that gives us the ability to cry, that gives us the ability to correct the crying of the Shekhinah and everything. Bebechinas v'hinei nar boicheh miyad v'atach melolov, v'alkein zoichen l'priyetz hodor, b'chinas pe'er achar yomim noiroi manam. This is why you'll understand why the Esrog follows the yomim noiroim. After the Yomim Noyim, after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is a time of major crying of Klal Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael cries tears of tshuva, our tears of tshuva over the Churban Beis Hamikdash of everything, that crying, that aether is replaced. Hashem promises to replace it, to turn it into pe'er. And that pe'er is the esroik that's generated right after Yom Kippur, after the Yomim Noyim. Now there's a short appendix here. Because of the fact that this year and the year before that there were many fires in Europe, in Ukraine, there was a tremendous shortage of esrogim. This was an example where there was major moire eish, shubichina sisalmu saper. When the eish goes up, the oir goes away, the pe'er goes away, so the esroigim go away. Ukamay shekosuv shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, afal pikein, but despite that, al yidei bichina svehine nar boiche, thanks to the crying that Klal Yisrael did, zochu l'esroigim noim kanal, we were zoche to beautiful esroigim. Could be this took place during the time of Rab Nachman Tolchiner or Rab Nosson Zal. Could be they weren't from Ukraine. Could be wherever they brought them from at that time, from Italy, from whatever places they grew the esrogim that the Ukraine used at that time. There were fires that caused problems, that made problems for it. But they write here that Baruch Hashem, thanks to the crying, they were zeuche to have good esrogim.